Oh, Father, I just pray, Lord God, that you would just minister to our hearts today, Lord. We need you, Lord, like the earth needs water, Father. So we just pray, Lord God, pour your life into us right now, Lord. Just fill us with your Holy Spirit and cause us to hear and understand. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Comes Gus with a drink of water. Thank you, brother. You guys comfortable? Yeah? Yeah, really? Yeah? Truly? Cool. Cool. Don't have any of them. But let me ask you this. I'm glad you're comfortable. I want you to be comfortable. But hypothetically, would you be less comfortable if I told you that actually, during this week, we had the building was used for a pet care seminar, and we actually had animals in here. And some of the dogs kind of had like accidents and peed on the furniture. And some of you guys right now, even though we did our best to get it all cleaned up and straightened up and stuff like that, some of you guys are actually sitting in urine-soaked chairs right now. Would that make you any less comfortable? Joe is good, man. All right. Would that make you any less comfortable?
Yeah.
Little bit. Maybe some of the ladies more than some of the guys. Some of the guys are just like, yeah, man, I can handle that. You know, I've been in worse than that. But I think some of us would probably be a little uncomfortable. Well, let me put you at ease. That did not happen. I was just speaking hypothetically. Would you feel less comfortable if that was the case? However, in reality, there's a man named Stephen Kingsley. Not Stephen King, but maybe just as creepy a guy, and nevertheless, when you hear about this. Stephen Kingsley, he's a guy from Craigmont, Idaho, who has a family carpet cleaning business. And, you know, everybody needs their carpets cleaned and stuff like that, but, you know, you kind of hate to shell out the money sometimes, and so sometimes they need a little persuasion to go with the service. So what he'll do is this. Stephen Kingsley will come out to somebody's home whom he knows has pets, and when he gets in the house, he'll darken the room, and he brings in this special, powerful black light that he has, and when he turns it on and shines it, amazingly, something happens, and that is that the in pet urine, there are crystals that when you turn on a black light in a dark room, suddenly begin to glow very brightly. And so if there is any of that left in the room, any pet urine or pee or anything like that left in the room, when he darkens it and turns on this light, it will begin to glow brightly in the room. And this is what he says in his own words. He says, "To the horror of the homeowner, every drop and dribble could be seen, not only on the carpet, but usually on walls, drapes, furniture, and even on lampshades." One homeowner begged me to shut off the light. "I can't bear to see it anymore. I don't care what it costs. Please clean it up." Another woman said, "I will never be comfortable in my home again. The offense was there all the time, but it was invisible until the right light exposed it." Can you imagine that? I mean, you know, here you are in your living room, the sanctuary of your home, the place of rest and refreshment and refuge. And now you know that when you sink down into that soft, warm, easy chair, that 10 minutes ago it was aglow with crystalline pee from the animals. It would just change your whole world, wouldn't it? How could you even relax anymore? You know, you come home from a hard day at work, get ready to sit down, maybe not. It's disgusting. I don't know about you. We had to clean the carpets. I mean, we had to rip out our carpets one time. We had animals, and, you know, in the learning curve, they would have all kinds of accidents, and sometimes I swear it was on purpose, not an accident. But, you know, Missy had this infection in her leg. She had to be hospitalized. I didn't want to take a chance on anything getting in there and making it worse. So we ripped out all the carpets. And I want to tell you, when you rip up a carpet that has, you know, been trod on by animals for, you know, 10 years, it is horrible. But we didn't know. It was invisible. If Kingsley had come over with his light, it would have glowed brightly in the room. We would have done something about it a long time ago. But you know what? That's what light does. Light exposes things. If you're on a date and you just don't have a lot of confidence about whether she's going to like you, you go to what kind of a restaurant? Dark restaurant. Yeah, so then in the candlelight, she's like, oh, you're kind of cute. And you're like, you just keep thinking that. Because light exposes things. It changes our perspective. And when that light shines on things that we weren't aware of, suddenly, you know, if we were on the fence before about getting our carpets clean, when the light turns on, man, now it's no doubt you got to bring that thing in and have them clean. When light shines in our life, it's weird. The things we were formerly in the dark about, once we see them, we are faced with a choice. You can then, once the light shines and it exposes what's there, you can then either do something about it, clean it up, or turn off the light so you don't see it anymore. You can choose to either act or escape. Either do something about it or turn off the light. It's kind of like the guy I heard about over in the Far East. He sat down, turned on his oil lamp, and got all comfortable and had a nice bowl of dates next to him. And so he picked one up and bit into it. And to his shock, it was filled with like little bugs and stuff running around inside of it. So he spit it out and threw it away and reached for another date. And when he bit into that one, son of a gun, he could see there were little bugs in that one too. And so he spit it out and threw it away. And he reaches for the third one and bites into that. And sure enough, bugs in the third one. So instead, he turns off the light and continues to eat. Problem solved. No more bugs. You can either choose to act and do something about it, or you can choose to close your eyes and hide your head and escape from the problem and turn off the light. The question before us when it comes to walking in the light with Christ is, what are we going to do when Christ's light shines upon us? Now, last week we looked at Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 12, and that's where Jesus said, verse 12, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And we talked last week about what it means a little bit to walk in the light. We talked about casting off the works of darkness and putting on the armor of light. Today we're going to get a little bit different perspective on walking in the light. We're going to continue that, but we're going to talk about the context of what the light of Christ exposes in our life if we are truly following him. And don't let that slip by. We're going to talk about what the light of Christ exposes in our life if we are truly following him. Praise God. Let's turn in our Bibles to 1 John 1, verses 5 to 10. This passage talks about walking in the light, and basically it's composed of five big ifs. Everybody say five big ifs. Five big ifs. That's what we're going to cover, five big ifs. If. And these ifs, these big ifs, let us know if we are walking in the light, and if so, what we can expect from God as a result. So let's dive in and find out what these big ifs tell us. 1 John 1, verses 5 to 6, the apostle says, this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. A lot of people have a lot of kooky ideas about God, particularly, well, in our culture and all over the world. They have strange ideas about who God is, about his nature. Most people in America think that God is just a little slightly higher than them. You know, they want to give him his props, you know, but the way they walk, that you often wonder if maybe sometimes they don't think that maybe he's even a little bit lower than them.